Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor Adams and Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch are at a waste management plant in Long Island today, destroying thousands of illegal guns that have been seized in the city.
Today we're here to send 3,575 of these illegal guns off to their final destination into this gun chipper.
The mayor has applauded the NYPD for taking tens of thousands of illegal guns off the streets in recent years since he's taken office, saying more than 21,000 has been seized since the start of his administration. Recently, the NYPD announced that shootings in the first 2 months of this year are at their lowest level in recorded history. Attorneys for the Federal Highway Administration appear skeptical about Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy's arguments against congestion pricing. In an internal strategy memo, apparently uploaded online by mistake, the attorneys express skepticism that Duffy's arguments will hold up in court, including his views that it's illegal to create a pricing zone with no free routes and that federal law doesn't allow for tolling to raise revenue. The nonprofit Transportation Alternatives is among those reacting to the leak, calling it the latest proof that congestion pricing is here to stay. Spokesman Charlie Baker spoke to 1010 Winds.
People don't like sitting in traffic, and once they've experienced an improvement, they don't want to go back. So the governor's and the MTA's position has remained the same. The cameras are staying on, and this memo that was just filed seems to indicate that the federal government knows they don't have a leg to stand on.
Similarly, the Riders Alliance says the memo show the feds have no case against congestion pricing and say that it will be around for a very long time to come. A proposal to ban all non-essential helicopter flights in New York City are among the topics being discussed today by the City Council's Economic Development Committee. This in the wake of that deadly crash a couple of weeks ago on the Hudson. Also today, Staten Island Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis is repeating her call for stricter regulations on non-essential helicopter flights, including a mandate for minimum altitudes and the assigning of specific routes. Malliotakis is pointing to data showing that at least 38 people have died in helicopter accidents in New York City since 1977. And saying that tourists and other non-essential flights don't just ruin the quality of life with all the noise they create, but there are potentially deadly tragedy waiting to happen. The NYPD is searching for the suspects in a robbery at the Clinton-Washington Avenue A-train station in the Clinton Hill section of Brooklyn. Investigators say a 38-year-old woman was arguing with two men inside that station 2 weeks ago when they started punching and kicking her, then snatched her headphones and ran off. Anyone who knows anything about this incident is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. We'll start building those coops. A Long Island pet store has come up with a new way to solve the egg shortage.
The baby chicks are hopping around waiting for their new owners as this Petco here in Comac is one of only 5 stores in the entire country to sell female chicks as people are concerned about the price of eggs. This customer, however, was not happy and even made a face.
I don't appreciate that. I don't think we should be selling baby chicks. What are people going to do when they grow up?
This man has had a number of chickens for many years.
The problem is a lot of people are doing it because they think they're going to be saving money, but they don't realize once you have to build or buy a coop, you have to feed them.
Each chick is $5.99. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Comac, Long Island.
Animal rights advocates, though, are also criticizing the move, saying most people don't know how hard it is to raise a chicken, and they end up dumping the birds before they even start laying eggs. A Queens man has been indicted on vehicular homicide and other charges after a deadly crash on the Southern State Parkway. Authorities say 20-year-old Jaden D'Souza was high on pot and driving recklessly in January when he lost control of his vehicle and flipped it onto the shoulder of the parkway, killing both a 23-year-old woman and his 21-year-old sister. Along with vehicular homicide, D'Souza is also charged with several counts of manslaughter and assault, along with driving while impaired by drugs. If convicted, he faces between 8 and 25 years behind bars. Las Vegas Sands has backed out of a bid to build a casino on the site of the Nassau Coliseum. Company President Patrick Dumont told reporters yesterday that with the economic climate the way it is these days, the Sands has been rethinking its involvement in brick-and-mortar casinos, and it's trying to transfer its rights to the bid to a third party. Well, despite opposition from neighbors, including Hofstra University, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman has been a strong supporter of the Coliseum casino plan, saying it would create thousands of jobs and be a big boost to the local economy. But in the wake of Sands dropping out now, Blakeman says Nassau will decide within the next 30 days whether it will push forward with the plan for a casino or develop the site without one. A 19-year-old is under arrest on arson charges for allegedly setting the flames that grew into the huge wildfire that's still burning in Ocean County, New Jersey. Authorities say the teen had set a pile of pallets on fire to make a bonfire and then left without fully extinguishing it. Firefighters are making progress, but it's on pace to be the Garden State's largest wildfire in 2 decades. Officials say the wildfire is about 50% contained. Luckily, it's still not being blamed for any injuries. It looks like protesting is about to begin at Columbia University. Sources tell NBC News that a group of demonstrators is planning to set up tent encampments at Columbia campuses this week in protest of the war in Gaza. This just over a year after students first put up about 50 tents on a university lawn in protest of the war, prompting headlines around the world, but also helping to fuel the Trump administration's crackdown on campus protesting. Columbia says it is closely monitoring the situation and that its focus is on protecting the safety of the community and making sure all academic activities can proceed normally. The search is on today for 4 suspects after a deadly shooting in the Kingsbridge section of the Bronx. Police say one victim, 28-year-old Margie Daoud, died at St. Barnabas Hospital of a gunshot wound to the head. And the other, a 33-year-old woman, drove herself to the hospital and is recovering from a bullet wound to the hip. They say it appears the shots were fired from across the street and that the victims were innocent bystanders in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.